Unforeseen events, including the massive quake and tsunami in Japan that triggered a man-made nuclear disaster, and the political unrest that has roiled the Middle East and North Africa, are expected to loom large as members of the World Bank and IMF gather in Washington. Marcus Noland is deputy director at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Well, I think there'll be an important focus. Precisely because the developments there have are not only critical for the people of the region, but they have the possibility of having enormous global implications as well.
Among the implications is the rapid spike in oil prices and its potential to trigger another global economic slowdown. Although the world economy is projected to grow at a moderate pace this year, IMF Chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn says the recovery remains lopsided, with China and other emerging economies growing faster than Western economies.
Beyond Japan and more for a longer time, the question of European countries is certainly an important one. Some of these countries are at crossroads because of sovereign debt problems, because of financial sector problem.
Ahead of the meeting, Portugal, one of the poorest countries in the Eurozone, is now the third EU country to ask for a bailout to deal with its crippling debt. Economists say other countries could follow. Strauss-Kahn says the challenges will require even greater cooperation among member countries.
The momentum, the willingness to work together, still there, but not as strong as it has been 2 years ago. And that's a bit worry for me, because cooperation is obviously something that we need.
World Bank President Robert Zoellick proposes a new social contract, one that considers the impact of global policies on the lives of individual citizens.
Our message to our clients, whatever their political system, is that you cannot have successful development without good governance and without the participation of your citizens.
Again, the Peterson Institute's Marcus Noland.
They have to do a couple things. The IMF in particular needs to continue on the agenda that was laid out at the Seoul G20 summit and that will be continuing on to the Cannes summit later this year of internal reforms in their own governance, as well as strengthening the global financial system, in particular how it relates to developing countries responding to financial crises.
Zoellick says inaction poses as great a risk as taking the wrong actions. He's urging governments in the Middle East to deliver quick reforms that will increase employment while longer-term strategies are developed. The IMF is expected to stress the importance of regulatory reforms to improve global financial stability and narrow the gap between rich and poor. Nilar Sega, VOA News.